Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply living on the bright side. Living on the bright side. Now, I'm sure that you may have heard someone say to you, and you may have said it to someone else from time to time, hey, look on the bright side. They may have gotten some bad news and they may be dealing with it in the wrong way, and you encourage them by saying, look on the bright side. I'm going to issue a new challenge to us today, my friends and neighbors, that we never ever want to just look on the bright side. On the contrary, we want to live on the bright side. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a joyous life on the bright side, and those who master the art of living it are the ones who succeed in life and business. And those businessmen and women all across the world have a very good option today, and that option is to live on the bright side. It's a soft skill that can be acquired, and today we're going to outline it in our four key components found in our VIEW acronym, V-I-E-W, that will outline the four key steps of living on the bright side. That V in our VIEW acronym reminds us that we should vocalize victories. Yes, my friends and neighbors, only discuss the ways you can win. This is called the language of solutions. You see, most people have only learned loser language. You've heard it all the time when people say they're going to play the devil's advocate. That's loser language. If you've ever heard the term, never say never. Loser language. Knock on wood is loser language. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and when it comes to living on the bright side, we've got to remember to change our language and vocalize victories only. For example, don't say if, say when. Don't say might, say will. Don't say we'll see, say just watch. See, we have to also eliminate loser language, and we have to eliminate superstition talk. You know, superstition talk is that talk that says keep your fingers crossed, wish me luck, thank you lucky stars. Losers talk in superstition and premonition and intuition, but the winners in the world, we speak the languages that are not based on feelings or bad traditions. No, on the contrary, we reject that language. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to speak the language which vocalizes your destiny. Speak the language that vocalizes what you know is going to happen. Speak only what you know you need to believe and avoid everything negative. I often quickly end loser talk, meaning that I don't discuss limitations. Losers do that. Don't discuss past failures. Losers do that too. See, don't even discuss what the experts said. I don't care if it's a doctor, a lawyer, or a statistician, or a scientist. Only talk on the bright side. Discuss not what you have, but what is coming. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about all the positive things that you can say. Think about all the wonderful language that you can speak. The world is full of endless possibilities, and we should speak in what we know. We should believe, not speaking what the experts say or the critics say or the pundits. No, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to only speak positive language all the time. There have been documented cases where people have been healed from diseases by speaking only positive language. There have been documented cases where people have achieved extraordinary victories by only speaking positive language. I do it with our company. I always talk about the fact that we are growing a multi-billion dollar enterprise. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I believe it and I vocalize it every day. What are you vocalizing? What are you believing? I challenge you to vocalize victory, and that will make you live on the bright side. The I in our VIEW acronym reminds us of the importance of infinite imagination. This is the art of forcing your mind to dream constantly to see the infinite possibilities of success. You've ever heard that old saying that there's more than one way to skin a cat? Well, I believe there are infinite ways in the world to succeed. People have succeeded with some of the simplest inventions. They've advanced with some of the simplest notions. And we, my friends and neighbors, can do the same thing. Think of the most amazing outcomes possible and only allow your mind to imagine and envision the miraculous, the unprecedented, the extraordinary, the wonderful. Now, this does take training. Let me tell you how we can accomplish it. First, only read books about the impossible becoming possible. You know, stories that go from tragedy to triumph, stories that take you on a journey of someone that did things that people thought never could happen before. Listen to the most amazing stories and celebrate the achievements of others, because every time someone around you does something extraordinary, it's only yet another piece of evidence that you can do it too. Live in constant hope. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and every activity, if we think about the greatest things that can happen as a result of that activity, then we're going to see that take place every time. My friends, I can tell you some good examples of infinite imagination. I remember growing up as a kid and seeing the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You see this movie and there's a flowing river of chocolate. Everything's made of candy and it seems like such a happy place. You know it. When we were children, we listened to and watched fairy tales on television. Alice in Wonderland, The Wizard of Oz. The list goes on and on. These stories, these books, these movies came from someone's infinite imagination. Think of it, my friend. Somebody dreamed of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, made a book out of it. That book later became a movie. What are you dreaming of, my friends and neighbors? What is it that you're imagining? Somebody imagined they could go to the moon and they went there. Somebody imagined they could put a ship in orbit and make it land on Mars and it did that. My friends, I don't think there's anything imaginations cannot take us to. That E in our VIEW acronym reminds us to execute expectations. In other words, plan for only the best outcomes. Remember, vocalizing victories mean that we speak of only the best outcomes. Now, executing expectations says we're preparing as if the best outcome is the only outcome. Once you say it, start doing it. Once you dream it, start planning it. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend 1 hour every day planning your success. Who you will talk to and what will happen. Don't just make an appointment. Write down and vocalize what will happen in that appointment. Expect people to call you back when you give them your card. Call them back when they give you their cards. Expect that everyone you meet will be kind to you and show you favor. Then expect that everyone you meet will receive kindness and favor from you. Ask with expectations of a favorable outcome, not with your fingers crossed, not hoping. No, no. Ask believing that something good is going to happen from every conversation. I challenge you to seek out a mentor and expect that mentor to accept the opportunity to be a mentor to you. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to shoot for the loftiest goals you can find. And last but not least, that W in our VIEW acronym just reminds us that worry is wrong. Yes, my friends and neighbors, worry is not just a bad habit. Worry is just not a personality trait. Worry is just as wrong as shoplifting, selling drugs, kidnapping, and murder. You heard it here first, my friends. Worry is just as wrong as shoplifting, kidnapping, selling drugs, and murder. Why? Because worry is using your imagination in the wrong way, in the way it wasn't designed to be used. That's why you feel so uncomfortable when you do it. That's why it causes so much stress when you participate in it. People who worry constantly shorten their life cycles. They teach horrible examples to those who look up to them, and we've got to resist the urge to worry. How do we do that? First, we refuse to act on negative impulses. That means don't say what comes to your mind right away. No, my friends and neighbors, don't play out, don't follow your feelings, and don't play out negative scenarios in your mind. Don't engage in worried conversations with others. Don't play the game of what if. Well, what if this happened? And what if that? Don't play those games, my friends and neighbors. Those only plant seeds to worry, and worry is wrong. It's not just improper, it's wrong. It should be a crime against worry. Obviously, of course, if there were, half the people on the population in the planet would be in jail. I'd say, my friends and neighbors, when we see it as wrong, we stop doing it. Stop worrying, because only good is going to happen to you, and today is the best day of your life. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.